All right, everyone, this is Jeffrey Steven. I am back, and today we have a huge show for you. Unlike most of the times, you know, I just come in and off the cuff and that sort of thing, but I always yield myself to the Holy Spirit. So I have a special guest here that's helping us podcast today, and we're going to be we are working on getting a regular podcast type of thing going on, and so Ryan and Andrew, my friend here, joining us. Yeah, you just swing that over to your face and start talking.
Great. Here we go. I'm here just trying to get the thing dialed in. We're about to hit play on the podcast, simulcasting on Rumble, Facebook, Instagram. Where else? YouTube.
Yeah.
So, the reason TV.
Yeah, the reason we're doing that is I got kind of inspiration because everyone's like panicking from Mondavi's election, and then we're hearing all this stuff coming out. They're actually having riots in New York now. The Palestinian flag people are attacking the police, and that isn't coming up on the news. But they feel empowered. The Muslims feel empowered to take over America, at least in New York. So that's what kind of got today going. But as usual, you know me, Jeffrey Steven, we open in prayer. So let's bow our hearts, and if you're traveling the common ways or operating heavy machinery, do not close your eyes. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We pray that you join us, guide us, direct us into knowing your spirit, your truth, your life, your love for us, your grace for us. I ask now, and I yield this earth to you, Jeffrey Steven, that you will use it to speak to my brothers and sisters on the other side of the microphone, that they may be uplifted, and may those that have a specific message that goes into them and is for them, that you open their hearts and their minds through the Holy Spirit, that they will see and have the things necessary, that their joy is expanded, that they are happier, that they and their lives glorify you in Yeshua's mighty name. Amen.
Amen, brother.
So, I just want to, we also are doing a thing. We're going to have a way to where you can help fund this segment. And we're putting those links online, and Ryan is doing his diligent best to get the link up. But just a quick information. You know, CBDC is coming at us like a gangbusters. You know, Keir Starmer, that's head of England, everyone hates him. And he has the lowest rating, and Charles asked him to resign and that sort of thing. He's not doing that because he's a one-worlder, just as Mondavi is a one-worlder. Now, that being said, is as they bring in these one-world currencies and they're trying to knock down tariffs, what's going to happen is the markets are going to go crazy. And they're already starting. And what will happen with the markets and the money system at that time is people withdraw their money and they put it into something that can withstand turmoil in the markets. And what is that? Gold and silver. Now, here's the thing. Gold and silver right now, it's up like 80% in the last 4 years, which is phenomenal. I mean, I don't know anyone, unless you're like Nancy Pelosi, that can get, you know, 1,000 times what Dow Jones does, and she's made a small fortune. But they, most of us, we might be lucky to get 7% out of Wall Street. And on that note, I heard Wall Street was moving to New York. Did you hear that?
Yeah, we got to decentralize everything in America.
Yeah. So, that being said, the only real safe place is gold and silver. Now, that also being said, is silver is oversold. Mm. There's 340 more ounces of silver that is paper form. In other words, they sold stuff on paper, and they can't replace it readily. In other words, for every 1 ounce of silver that's out there, 340 have been sold. Gold is only 15 to 1, and in certain cases, it's 20 to 1.
Are you saying the markets are manipulated, Jeffrey?
Oh, no, I would never say anything like that. And you know, in the stock market, when you have a short sell, you have to have what is called an uptick before you short sell.
Mm.
But in metals, they don't have that. If it was stable, they still wouldn't be shorting, because if they have to cover their shorts, for instance, if all the people listening to this show had 100 ounces of silver in paper and they demanded delivery in 24 hours, they wouldn't be able to deliver, which means they have to go out and rent the gold from another country. Meanwhile, liquidate gold or silver to replace that.
Right.
Okay. But there's the bullion banks in England don't have the silver. They're out.
Mm.
Okay. Like, they're supposed to have about 320 million ounces. They have 88. A quarter what they're supposed to have.
Fractional reserve banking?
On a metal scale.
Mm.
So even if they wanted to replace it, check this out. It would take them 21 years of mining to replace what they've sold. So when the market hits and the demand goes up, you're going to have cascading bank failures worldwide. That's when they're going to kick in a digital currency. And they aren't going to allow you to get into your bank. And then they're going to say, well, if you want your bank and you want your money, you have to sign this new contract. Mm-hmm. And now everything's going to be digital. And then if you say something bad about the government, they're going to cancel your bank account.
Or give you money that expires within a couple
of years. Well, there's that too. And then they can say, oh, you can't buy, say a donut. Because you have a little extra pounds and you've hit your carbon maximum because of your age and your weight and your history, your family and stuff like this. And by the way, we have your medical here and you have a little bit of hypertension. So you know that salty food that you like, those chips, you can't get those either. And you've hit your beef maximum, so you can only eat crickets now. Or a black soldier force.
Unless you own a major corporation, and then it's okay.
Oh, precisely. If you have a bunch of wealth, you can just pay for more carbon credits, more beef credits, more social credits. You can do so. It basically makes a two-tier class.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what that is like?
Slavery.
That is slavery, according to Egypt. They worked. And they had just enough food, bread, to get them through the thing. And then they actually got alcohol. Now, that will be a thing in what we're going to discussing here in a little bit. But that we just talked about gold and silver. I use money metals, and I'm recommending when Ryan gets it up, come online to kpmwmaui.com. And there will be a link there to go to Money Metals. You'll be able to purchase your metals there. I'm also working right now in order to support this station. There's a gentleman that actually allows you to move portions of your assets in your IRAs into metals, which is super. It's a super good thing. And come next year, apparently, you'll be able to do crypto, according to what Trump has done. Other entities I'd like to put a big shout-out to. Janet, People of the Lawful Way, trying to get us online, make copies of this. And American Meeting Group. Now, I go in American Meeting Group, but before that, People of the Lawful Way. It's a PMA, Private Membership Association. On there, you go to resources and go to Jeffrey Snippets. I have 10 snippets there where this one, hopefully this podcast will go there and you'll be able to listen to it again or see it. The thing is, in that I show who Mystery Babylon is of the Bible. And I go back 3,700 years, and I bring it all the way forward to present, and give you the story of why we are where we are right now. I have also been on national and international seminars, and that's through American Meeting Group. And if you go to American Meeting Group, they'll have a link there to sign up. You can get all of the archive stuff. Now, there's a guy named Ron Gibson. He passed away this year. But he talks about basically you get your patent on your land, and then the government can't take it from you. And all of his stuff is there. And then there's a bunch of other people, such as David Strait, who also passed this last year. So there's a lot of resources there for you. And you going there saying that Jeffrey sent you, it will help us. And for that, I got to say thank you. Now, we're going to do a little bit of a foundational backdrop before we get into what I'm going to talk about. And what I'm going to talk about, hopefully you're recording this or taking notes. The Christians and the Jews are probably going to love what I have to say at the end, and the Muslims are going to hate me. At the beginning, the Muslims are going to love me, and the Christian and Jews are going to hate me. I don't quite get hate mail, but the truth is the truth, and Jesus said the truth shall set you free, and that's what we're going to do here today. We're going to talk about truth. So, Peter, James, and John come to Jesus, and basically a private meeting, and they ask him when the end of the time is going to be, when is all this going to happen, all the stuff that you prophesied about, when is it all going to happen? The first words out of his mouth, let no one deceive you. Okay, and that's in, let's see, where's my book? Oh, today, guess what? I brought the Geneva Bible 1560 with me. It's a big Bible, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Nice and thick. We got you on video, too, by the way.
Oh, well, that's very cool.
On video.
So we have the Geneva Bible here that I can dig into, but Peter, James, and John and Matthew, they come to Jesus and they go, hey, when is the end of the day? And he goes, let no one deceive you. And then he gives you all these things, you know. There will be wars and rumors of wars, and there will be earthquakes in diverse places, blah, 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 blah. These are the beginning of sorrows. The end is not yet. And then he says, when you see Israel back in the land, it won't be one generation until all this is completed. Now, that was a double prophecy, people. Ooh. That was a double prophecy. Because they were in the land at the time. So, the first prophecy happened in 70 AD when Titus Ephesian, with the 1st, 5th, 7th, and 10th Roman legion, conquered Jerusalem, tore it to the ground, salted Israel so nothing would grow, and they call it the diaspora. They basically kicked everyone out. Mm. Samuel Clemens, a.k.a. Mark Twain, went there, and he wrote about it in the late 1800s. And he said it was a desolate place. You didn't see humans or anything growing. Well, they came back. Okay, the Jews came back. And they started coming back after World War I. And then you have the Balfour Declaration, you know, in 1917. And then it comes forward, and they were giving their land back. They only have a portion of it. The actual, according to what God gave Abraham and his seed, is a huge swath of land, which includes basically, it actually includes all of Iraq and in the Tigris and all that. That's not where they are right now. Now, they've been trying to, the two-state solution, they've been trying to kick them out forever. Well, second part of the prophecy, they'd be back in the land. 1948, that happened. Okay, and that's UN Order 242, and they've been, and the powerful, because of what happened under Bush Bush's family and Saudi Arabia making the U.S. dollar the reserve currency for the world. Well, that has ended, people, and that's one reason why you're seeing gold and silver reach where it is right now. Okay, so two prophecies happen. Now, the next one is Isaiah. Okay, and if you go to Isaiah, I think I've got it here. Can a nation be born in a day? Yeah. Well, guess what? That happened, I think that's 90? 10. Okay. And it's also in 23:10, I believe it is, 10 through 12. Can a nation be born in a day? Yeah, that happened to Israel. So now there's three prophecies. And Isaiah is 1,000 years old, 700 years old when Jesus was born, 1,000 years before Muhammad, and basically 3,000 years before they actually were back in the land. And Jesus talked about it, and it happened. So you pretty much want to are sure that when God says something and it's going to happen and it happens, it's Him telling you what's going to happen before it happens, so you believe.
Those with eyes can see?
Yeah, yeah. And now the thing is, there's a lot of entities that are out to destroy that. They've burned the Bible numerous times. In fact, people don't know this, but the Quran actually had four different dispensations, and one of the imams burned three of the four because he didn't like what they said. So even the Quran isn't the Quran. And I know that pisses the Muslims off, but I'm going to say something that is going to give the meat of the situation. Okay?
My brothers, write this down in your books, boys and girls. It's a historic thing that Jeffrey is about to drop.
Yeah.
It's the day in history.
My Jewish brothers and sisters, my Christian brothers and sisters, I want you to listen to this. And my Muslim brothers and sisters, because we all come from the same God, I'm not here to upset you. I'm here to inform you because the truth shall set you free. And there's imams and the people that have an agenda, pastors, also the rabbis, everyone has an agenda. And it's usually for their own power rather than extolling God the Father and your relationship to Him. And let me tell you this. Islam will rule the world. It will rule the world. It's biblical. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Statistically, they outbirth every other populist group. Muslim men can have up to four wives and multiple kids. And I know one guy that he's got, a friend of mine, he's got 57 children. They aren't all in Hawaii. Most of them aren't. Most of them are in India, and a couple are in Pakistan. Okay? They will outbirth a nation and eventually take it over. They do not assimilate. They conquer and destroy. If you look at the clothing, the way people lived their lives before Islam took over, though they destroyed the Persian culture. Destroyed it. And they've destroyed the Turkic culture. Basically, you look at how Ataturk took over and had the Armenian genocide. 1.2 million Armenians were murdered by Ataturk. Almost wiped them off the face of the earth. What are they doing right now? They're still coming against the Armenians, and they're coming against other people groups that are Christian. Why? Because they're a Muslim thing. They want to destroy that. Then you go into the fact that in Nigeria and Cameroon and other places similar to that, in the last 8 years, over 150,000 Christians have been killed. The Christians aren't going out and killing Muslims. The Muslims are coming in, mainly Boko Haram, and there's two other factions, but the government is allowing it. And they're acting like they're not allowing it, but Trump's talking about it now. Okay, so there is a genocide, there's been a genocide, and in the last 250 years, there's been over 350 million Christians killed worldwide. More than any other people group. Any other. And it's just because of your religion does not comport with the religion of Islam. So what I did and what I've done for the last 20 plus years is I've done an evaluation of the Quran in relationship to the Bible. Now, I put all that together into my law AI to formulate an analysis to where I could put it before a court. Not that I'm going to take it before a court, because the Bible says some specific things that basically show that Islam is going to control the world. And we're going to get into that. The analysis comes from, like I said, 30 years of my own studies and data, and I put it into the AI, and I asked it to come with a definitive answer for specific things and compare specific verbiage, what the Quran says, what the meanings of the words are, what the Bible says, Old Testament and New Testament, and evaluate the correlation. So I'm going to give you an executive summary right now. Okay? A correlation between Islam and the Antichrist prophecies. I know the Muslims aren't going to like to hear this, but I want you to think beyond a closed mind. It's like it's the only way. Same thing with Christians. Most Christians that I know don't take their Bible seriously, and they don't study it, and they just cleave onto a couple things, and they hang their whole life on a couple of chapters, and that's it. They don't go and see how beautiful it links itself together. Likewise, there's contradictions and true contradictions between the books of Islam. Okay? And I'm going to say the one that jumped into my mind this morning when I was praying about it. It says that Isa, which is the reference to Jesus, was a Muslim. Okay? It says that Eve and Adam were Muslim. Okay? If Isa, Jesus, was Muslim, and we follow Jesus and Jesus' teaching, we are following Islam. According to their logic. But their imams teach to strike the people of the book, which is the Jews and the Christians, about the neck. So they're teaching people to kill their fellow Muslim brothers and sisters who follow Isa and Isa's teaching. Now, I know I really pissed off the Islamists.
Oops. Sorry, guys.
Well,
we love you all.
That was just a download this morning. So let's get into this, okay? There's 10 things that I'd like to get through today. I don't know if we're going to be... Well, no, we're going to stick with this, okay? Hopefully, we'll be able to finish this in the next hour and a half. So let's jump into basically what this says, and I'm not going to read it verbatim, but based on the systematic comparison of Islamic teachings, practices, and declared intentions with specific prophetic criteria, the correlation between Islamic systems, whether personified through Muhammad's legacy, current imams, etc., and the Bible Antichrist prophecy is remarkably comprehensive and specific, with an 85 to 95% correlation between them and the Antichrist. Let's go to Daniel 1. Prophecies. Direct correlation. Spoken, and Jesus said, in Matthew 24:15, the abomination of desolation, okay, and if you look at what the abomination of desolation is, it's an entity that is standing in the holy place, so there has to be a third temple, which is prophesied, and they're prepared to build right now, and it's a thing that stands. It's not a human being. It's an image of the beast, which is declared that the Antichrist comes forward and he puts the image of himself there, and then they're going to give it power, so it's going to have some form of modality, and whether it's electrical or holographic or robot or whatever, and it will tell everyone what to do, and the prophet, the Antichrist, is going to give it authority to rule the world, and it will tell everyone to worship him. Okay, that's what's coming. But first they have to have a temple. Okay, so the Antichrist has to allow or have the temple built so he could go into it. So there's going to be a guy who comes in the name of peace to allow that to happen. But something has to happen beforehand. I think that's going to be a war, but that's not here today. Okay, Daniel 8:23-25. By peace shall destroy many. And through the policies also he shall cause craft to prosper in his hands. In other words, he's going to use dark sentences. And if you read the book of the Apocrypha and the book of Enoch, there is one angel that uses dark sentences, spiritual sentences, to manifest things. And he taught man those things. Now, those books, some of them were held in the Library of Alexandria, but we would call those things witchcraft now. Okay. And he shall magnify himself in his heart, and by peace shall destroy many. He shall also stand up against the Prince of Peace, but he shall be broken without hands. Okay, so the Antichrist is broken without hands, which means, and if you come to it, the book of Revelation, it talks about Jesus. He comes in and his voice, the double-edged sword, will go forward and destroy the Antichrist. He's destroyed without hands. It's just the word coming from Isa, Jesus. Okay, and even the Quran says Isa is going to come down and judge. He's going to judge the Christians. He's going to judge everyone. That's basically biblical, too. Now, here's the thing. There's a story about the 10 virgins, right? 50% of them aren't ready. When he shows up the first time, which would be the rapture, okay? Well, he's going to judge the 5 that aren't prepared because they're living in commerce. He mocks them, and he goes, the 5 wise virgins, go out into the world and buy yourself some more oil. Oil is representation of the Holy Spirit. So they're basically mocking them. Go out and buy your spiritual nature. Using crypto. Okay, so that reality, that explains this, but by peace he shall destroy many. Now, it says also in Revelation that the one that comes to power in the name of peace shall destroy many, and what is the only religion says that it is a religion of peace? Islam.
Oh?
Islam.
They claim to...
Right, but Islam means submission, okay, and... Salem means peace.
Right.
Likhlaut Shalem.
Like Salem.
Okay, so you're basically saying, you know, bless you in peace. Good greetings in peace.
Hmm.
And it's like Jeru, the house
Salem.
Of Jew,
yeah.
Salem, the house of Jews, peace.
Okay.
Okay. So Jerusalem has Salem in it. They have Salem, and it's a common greeting that the Islamists use. It's a great greeting. Okay. But that's not Islam. You have to add another A. Islam means you have to submit. In other words, and their rule is this. If they come into your country and they have a position of power, they give you four choices. You will either apostate from whatever you had. If you didn't have a religion, you aren't apostating. You accept Islam, and you recite the prayers, you memorize them, and you pray five times a day, and that sort of thing. Okay, so now you're in. Or you're an infidel, and you have to pay a tax. Itka, I think, is what they call it. Okay, or you're a slave. Okay, those three things. And the last one, if you refuse to submit, you refuse to do all of those things, they have the right to kill you. So they're actually, in their mind, they're going, we're giving you all these options, and if you don't follow, you don't take those options, we're going to kill you. That's not really an option.
Yeah,
that's not really submission. That is, if you don't submit, you die.
Then it's very peaceful, right, when everyone's dead.
Well, yeah, you're very peaceful when you're dead.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, you're in the world of tribulation. Okay, so Islamic correlation, it's an exact match. And by peace shall destroy humanity, Islam means submission, but is presented as peace, salam. Muslim Brotherhood, 1991 memos, civilization jihadist process, destroying Western culture from within. So they're getting us to submit from within. Europe is gone. England is gone. Germany is definitely over. These Germans, I was talking to Andrew today about this. You know, if you don't think there's an issue and they get enough power, eventually you aren't going to have pork, which means no Wiener Schnitzel, no Bratwurst, no Knotwurst, and definitely no beer. Alcohol is forbidden. So no schnapps, no beer. No Wiener Schnitzel.
No plate of French fries with gravy on it. That's what I had when I went to Germany.
Well, there you go.
Like, man, like
it's
German.
Awesome
it's
food.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
pork fat maybe. Like,
Islam
you know?
Takes over and that's gone. No more Schweinhocks. Yeah, it's a
this
sad thing.
This is a problem, Jan.
Right. Right. Now the other one is Taqiyya doctrine. Okay, appearing peaceful while planning conquest. Okay, now, you've got to be very careful here. I used my legal software, and I reached my net word limit after doing the comparison and printing out this document. So I wanted to do a little bit more research, so I used ChatGPT, and it rebutted everything that I had already printed out and didn't acknowledge it as real. So you got to be very careful, people, because the stuff I put in were my own documents from 30 years of study. Okay? And so I wouldn't go to ChatGPT, but I would recommend that everyone research what I'm saying. This is being recorded. You can watch it, take notes, and go research for yourself, especially my Islamic brothers and sisters. Just do a little study. If you hate me for it, if you want to come out and have a fatwa against me and designate me for death, bring it on. I've already been dead twice. I really want to go home. You'd be doing me a favor. Meanwhile, I'm stuck in this hellhole called Earth where we don't treat each other like the spirit beings, the children of God that we really are. Okay, that being said,
I bet we could find a few that would be willing to talk about it peacefully.
Well, let's do that sometime.
Like maybe an open debate or something. Or yes, a kind of discussion.
Now, my question is, I think we're going to have put in a metal detector.
Oh, we can get them online. We call them online.
Okay.
Yeah, living overseas, I know people who live in Iran.
Like oh, maybe, very cool. Well, still, the problem is we don't want them to get in trouble.
No, I don't know if she still lives there. I think she escaped.
Okay.
She's like a graphene like scientist or something.
Okay.
Yeah, I know a couple.
But we want Islamists that really went full bore, you know, hijab, the whole thing.
Right. Well, you were explaining earlier, before we got on the air, about the difference between the Shiites...
The Shia and the Sunni.
Okay, so... Sorry to kind of derail Sunnis, your show plan, but maybe, like...
Yeah, Sunnis are the moderates. Shia and Sharia law are basically one and the same. And the Ba'ath Party, which Saddam Hussein was a member of, and actually who Ilhan Omar is a member of, and Ilhan Omar came from a ruling class party that was kicked out of what the heck's the name of the country that he came from? It starts with an L. S.
Saudi? For the folks on our multicast, the studio here is getting its glass replaced, so we got some extra noise in the background. You've got the condenser mic there, so I don't.
Yeah.
Mine's probably picking
well,
up.
Well, there is background noise. We've had a couple bids for the glass. It's going to take 2 months for it to get here.
Our Maui time brought us.
Yeah, but. Backing it up, she basically came here as a refugee, sponsored by a group of people, funded by the Muslim Brotherhood, and she came here to her net worth before she became a congressperson was $51,000. She's now worth $30 million. Okay. Now, I'm asking you, Muslim brothers and sisters, exactly how you can accept that and justify that, other than taqiyya. Okay. Now, one group of people, let's go back to the taqiyya, it was saying that taqiyya is not meant for deceit or that sort of thing, or lying, or it's basically planning. Exclusive of when you're in jihad. And if you remember, in 1980 and 84, the Ayatollahs declared a world jihad, and the Muslim Brotherhood declared a jihad also. So, the historic pattern within Islam is to create treaties of peace, such as the Hudaybiyah precedent, which was broken by the Muslims again, because once they gain power stronger than their adversary, they then violate the treaty and they come and take over the people. And the current strategy is immigration, infiltration, appearing moderate to Western audiences while preaching jihad in Arabic. And that's happening every day in every mosque on the planet, exclusive of places that are already taken over. And if you go to the Muslim countries, the 57 Muslim countries that are controlled, they do not pray in the street.
Yeah, that's
they do not block the streets.
Right?
They only do that in the countries they're trying to take over to force their presence upon people. And people passively and look at that and they go, oh, whatever, it doesn't really matter. It does, people. It does matter. And if you're letting it happen, okay, you're letting it happen. And it's going to come, and that's exactly why I said earlier, Islam will run the world. Okay. Now, the causing of craft to prosper, all are described as the best deceiver. Okay. Now, the Bible talks about the best deceiver. The first deceiver is Lucifer, the father of lies, okay? And Allah describes himself in the Quran, or Surah, you quote Surah 354, and the Atiyah would be 54. So Surah 3, Atiyah 54, Surah 8, 30, or Quran 354 and 830. And then in War is Deception, okay, that the one of the imams, basically Sahih Bakhari, described it. And they're using Taqiyya and Kitman authorities are lying in three circumstances. And they've never retracted this. Muslim Brotherhood and Islamist and the imams worldwide have never retracted this, ever. So it's in effect. War, jihad, worldwide is in effect. So using Taqiyya by any means, acting moderate, getting in, acting all kind and stuff like this. And just for you people out there, that, and particularly like in New York, that the women and the homosexuals, LGBTQ groups that voted for Mamdani, okay, he's going to get in. He's then going to make, if it progresses, it may be stopped by the people, but if it progresses and Sharia comes forward, they're first going to get rid of the Jews, then the Christians, then you. It is a cardinal sin to be executed if you are homosexual. Period. So if you do illegal drugs, anyone that does cocaine, anyone that does marijuana, anyone that does fentanyl, anyone that does any pill, the crime, the punishment is decapitation.
Owie.
Okay, and what's, and then it talks about, you know, the punishment in Revelation for anyone that goes against this world leader is beheading. Islam is the only religion that talks about beheading. So the Revelation is telling about the control of the entire world, and Islam is controlling the entire world. Okay, now, here's the thing about point 3 in Article 1, and this is only page 2 of 12. Magnifying himself in his heart. Muhammad claimed to be the seal of the prophets, final authority superseding all previous prophets, including Isaiah, including Daniel, including Jesus and his prophecies. But Jesus' prophecies came true, so did Isaiah's. Okay, so how could he precede after his death? So how could he precede him and stuff like this? Well, because Muhammad didn't correct what Jesus said or what Isaiah said. So therefore, it continues. But when he wants it corrected, yeah. And instead of having 1 to 4 wives, he can have as many as he wants. And then after that, gets married to a 6-year-old.
Hmm.
Didn't consummate it, though, till she was 9.
Hmm.
And for the rest of the world, we call that pedophilia. But we'll go on from there. Islamic prayer, Muslims must pray towards Mecca, not Jerusalem or heaven. Okay? They say Allahu Akbar, okay, which means Allah is the greatest. Okay? Not just great, the greatest. So he's exalting himself above every other god. Then you have the Shahadi, there is no god but Allah. And actually, that's the Shahada. So you say the Shahada when you're ill or when you're in prayer or when you're converting or when you're denouncing things, that sort of thing. And Muhammad is his messenger. That's basically what the Shahada is.
Mm.
And the death penalty for insulting Muhammad in Islamic law. And I'm not trying to insult him. I'm pointing out the facts. And if the facts are insulting to you, then you're unwilling to accept the facts. Such as marrying a child at 6 and consummating at the age of 9. Now, the Islamic culture may accept that. It has never been accepted exclusive of the Islamic culture. Nor has rape been included. as being okay. You cannot depict Muhammad, and that's why when the Guardian and other things, and why South Park, they had a thing on Muhammad, and they didn't put it out because they were threatened.
I imagine, yeah, some
can
be very militant about their beliefs.
They're right.
Married to their beliefs pretty closely.
Well, here's the whole
willing
thing.
Willing to kill over their beliefs.
If you cannot take criticism and you refuse criticism, one, you can honor Muhammad, okay? But criticizing people believing in him is not condemning Muhammad, but they take it that way, okay? People denounce and belittle Christ. In particular, there's Jewish faiths, particularly the ones that are extremely devout, and I forget their name, but they will kill you if you're a Christian. Mm. And they're Jews. But the thing is, my Jewish brothers, Islamists know this. Jesus was a Jew. His disciples were Jews. We, Christians, are a Jewish sect. We believe the Messiah, their Messiah, the Jewish Messiah, has already come. They're the other groups, because of the leadership of the Sanhedrin, basically have spilled lies forward. Just as the leadership, the imams, have spilled lies about Isa, or Jesus. Thing is, think about it. The Quran only speaks of two women. Particularly, Maryam. It's not an ace, but Maryam, which is Mother Mary, the mother of Jesus.
Mm.
Okay, and Aisha. Okay, that's it. The Bible is filled with women and what they've done. And there was a woman's wealth that funded a good portion of what Jesus did. So Islam would never admit to that, and that's one reason why the Jews are never going to accept Jesus, certain groups of them, and the Muslims are never going to accept Jesus because of those things and how Jesus honored women.
Hmm.
Now, there's things in the Bible about honoring women. It says a long hair is a glory to a woman. But Islam requires the hair to be covered, so the glory of women are to be covered. I don't think Father God would like that, but that's one of their practices. Okay, now, we go to item 4 in number 1, and they're standing up against the Prince of Peace, Jesus. And Islam denies Christ's divinity. That's Quran 72 to 73. And it denies the crucifixion. Meanwhile, it was noted in numerous Roman writings. Antipas talks about it, and so on and so forth. And there was, and in the Bible themselves, you have all the eyewitnesses, the 12 apostles that hid, okay, and then went and died for their faith in Jesus. Think of that. The people around Muhammad, did they, when Muhammad died of poisoning, did they go out and die for their faith? No. They killed for Muhammad. Jesus died for everyone. Muhammad has everyone killed for him. Big difference. Okay. And then Quran 930, or Surah 930, may Allah destroy Christians for their believing Jesus is the Son of God. Alright? The likelihood of that, specific for the Antichrist in relationship to what is in the Bible, is a 95% correlation according to a law AI. Now, B is Daniel 11:37. Neither shall he regard the desire of women. Okay, originally when I was looking at this, I was thinking, you know, it might be the individual, the Antichrist was going to be gay.
Trans.
That's what originally I thought, because I didn't know much about Islam at all when I first read
maybe.
That. Now what?
He could be secretly gay, maybe.
Maybe. But
or like Big Mike.
There you go. And so it did cross my mind at that it could be both type of thing. But if you look at how Islam treats women, it's a... And we'll go, actually, let me read Daniel 11:37. Neither shall he regard the God of his father, nor the desire of women, nor regard any God, for he shall magnify himself above all. Allahu Akbar.
Uh-oh.
Okay,
there you go.
Okay, now this is an exact, it's not a partial match, this is an exact match. Quran 4:34, husbands may beat their disobedient wives. Rule of thumb, Jesus said no. Okay, and this is...
the rule of thumb is like you can only beat them with something...
With a stick that's as big as your thumb.
Or as wide as your thumb.
As wide as your thumb. Okay, so the bottom line is this. You can beat your wife if she's disobedient to what? Your rule. What if your rules are wrong? It doesn't matter. It doesn't clarify that.
Mm.
Okay, but
not the kind of legal
system
Jesus, I want to be in.
Right. Well, Ephesians talks about that.
Yeah.
It goes, treat your wives, husbands, love your wives, and treat them as the weaker vessel, giving honor to your wife so you would be glorified, presenting her to yourself. And Jesus, we're the bride of Christ. He's presenting us to Father God as pure. That's why he died on the cross. Okay? Muslims don't do that. It's beat them into submission. Islam. Okay? Quran 2:223, women are fields for men's use.
That doesn't sound good.
That doesn't sound good to me either. Matter of fact, if they become one flesh, that's biblical. A field for use is not the same thing. You're not going to abuse yourself if you're one flesh. So they're diametrically opposed. Christians, you better wake up to this.
Maybe there was a different translation in the original writing, like they're a fertile field for planting?
Oh, that's why I use the AI.
Okay.
Because I didn't have a full explanation of it, and it evaluated...
You did like an anatomological, like, research. Well,
yeah, it took 10 minutes to evaluate this thing.
We live in the future, man.
Oh, it's like crazy. All right, so Quran 2:282, women's testimony worth half of a man's. So, if a woman gets raped by three guys, she has to have five witnesses to it. To be equal. Five female witnesses to be equal.
To outnumber the three guys who say they're innocent?
Yeah. And that's why the rape gangs never are prosecuted, because they demand in England that they operate and are adjudicated according to Islamic law, Sharia. So they're following their precepts in their country.
Yeah.
So what it is, you have a bunch of animals moved into a place to where it's a normal civil society. A society of animals moved into a civil society.
Yeah.
They're diametrically opposed. And the civil society will be destroyed.
Well, as long as the people in power say, well, that's their religion, we got to respect it. Like, yeah, I respect you keeping your religion over there. That's totally fine, whatever you want, not here.
Well, the thing is, British law is British law, and they could say, well, you're immigrants and you have to follow our law. If you don't like it, we can immigrate you back.
Right? I mean...
Why not?
In America, I think it's going to be like the find-out department, because if the government doesn't do it, then...
The rednecks will take care of it.
Yeah, that's the find-out department.
Right. But right now, there's over 1,200... They know that there's 1,200 sleeper cells. In the United States.
Yeah, when they were coming across the southern border, I even posted on my
20 million.
Yeah, it's a fifth column attack just waiting to happen. And you only need 10 really skilled, like, horrible people to do some havoc in a country, right?
Right, right.
Like,
but the thing is, it's if it gets really, really, really bad, and they're armed to the teeth and we're armed to the teeth because there's, like, what, one... I got 191 million weapons in the United States.
Texas has the largest standing army in the world.
Right. So the thing is, they'll try to use the U.S. military or the U.S. government against those people so they will have power.
Yeah.
So basically, they'll disarm the Americans, and the jihadists will come forward and kill everyone off.
Yeah. In every other country where they disarm the citizens, pretty soon after, there's a genocide, right?
Exactly. All right,
not be infringed, folks. Read that Constitution.
Yeah, you better get your rear end ready for what's coming. Okay, so let's get back to what we're going at, because we're only on page 2 of 12.
Uh-oh.
We may be here all night. It's not even dark yet.
I'm having fun.
Okay, so one, women must be covered, hijab and or burqa. Okay, women cannot travel without a male guardian. In certain aspects, I'm okay with that because of how screwed up our country is. But in the past, women didn't have to worry at all. But we've lost our bearing as a moral society.
Agreed.
Men, you need to protect your women. And if you have these jihadists around, you may have to get together with some good old boys and make sure. Because the government isn't going to protect you. Okay. The government takes records so the insurance companies can process this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The police are not there to stop a crime unless you're robbing a bank.
They're robbing a corporate interest by the state.
Yeah. Right. So what's happened? Say you go in and you break into a store over here. Okay, you're gone, long gone. The police show up and they make a report. They do an investigation here in Hawaii. That lasts about 15 minutes after they enter, and it's the report's done, and it's done, and they go out and have a beer or whatever they have. It's
no
done.
Joke.
You know, so
I can corroborate that.
Okay, so the bottom line is they let the insurance companies take care of everything. The crime has been committed. The rape has been committed. The murder has been committed. You haven't stopped it.
Mm.
They're not. The police are not here to stop it. They're to keep quasi-order, so you fear their authority, so if they have to come down with a hammer, they can.
Mm.
And they keep everyone scared by pulling people into traffic court and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, we can't. And do you think the jihadists give a flying rip? No. Because if one or two police officers go into a house of jihadis and they've got guns there, the police car gets dumped someplace and they get buried. And no one knows about it.
No joke.
And it's not like it hasn't happened. And there's no-go zones. Why do you have no-go zones in the United States and England? Because the police are afraid, and they know that they will be killed in those places. That is not a place for America to even be.
That's where the National Guard comes in, but all the political friction against that. Like,
yeah, I know. Well, they're working hand in hand. And then they also have honor killing. If a woman is born into a Muslim community and she decides to marry outside, the father can execute her.
For dishonoring the family.
She gets raped. The father can execute the daughter that got raped, even though it's not her fault because she wasn't modest enough. Seriously, I mean, this is truly screwed up law, but that's reality. And how about this? Forced marriages.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Not just arranged, but forced.
There's
a book called Sold about
it. Aisha, again, 6, and consummated at 9. No offense, Muslims, if you think that's even remotely okay, you need to check your brain.
And really pray. Check your God.
Yeah, well, there's that. But
if
the
God's
fact of the matter
you
is,
that, you need to check which one you're really praying to.
Right, but you have to understand, a man wrote this. This wasn't inspired by the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, exactly.
This was inspired by Muhammad and the Mahdi's, or actually the imams that followed him.
Mm.
Okay.
Which were ultimately inspired by...
They're inspired by testosterone.
Darkness.
They're inspired by testosterone. You darkness, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, desires of them literally does not honor women's values. Okay? So, wouldn't listen to women. What's the only religion that doesn't listen to women? Islam. Doesn't regard them at all. Takes two of them to convince the husband. Eh. So four women in a marriage, and they're coming against their husband. He beats all of them into submission, and then he goes to the local imam and says, this is the way it is, and he wants a divorce from them all so he can get new wives. Guess what's going to happen? They get beat up. They lose everything. He gets the kids, and his new wives will take care of the kids of his wives that he just kicked out.
And the old ones are lucky if they can make any kind of life after that.
Yeah, none. No, 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 they're tarnished.
Yeah, they're done.
Right. And then their father can come and execute them.
Okay,
not the husband, the father can come in. Because
the
he disgraced their family.
Mm.
It doesn't happen very often, but it does happen. All right. And it doesn't value motherhood, but at the same time... the mother of Jesus was mentioned 23 times, so I'm not so sure that that is a direct correlation, but the probability of it is around 90%.
The mother of Jesus is mentioned
23 times
in
yeah.
the book of Islam.
Quran.
In the Quran.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I did not have any
okay.
idea about that.
And then you look at Muhammad's personal conduct. He had 11 wives. He took captives as sex slaves. They aren't wives. They're just people who he has sex with. But they're slaves. So the women wouldn't convert. They're a slave.
Wow.
Yeah, 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 yeah. In the Quran 33:50, he gives himself special privileges to have more than four wives.
So is it possible
unlimited
that
wives.
People might be trafficking sex slaves in this day and age?
You think?
Is that... Just
okay,
like,
now,
it's out there
I've got a thing.
I've heard of that.
Right. You know the
here
guy
in Hawaii,
that,
folks.
There's this movie that was out, and The Sound of Silence is about all the... Sound of Freedom. That's
yeah,
it. That's
yeah,
great,
yeah.
great, great. Okay, well, that guy did a study from
Ken
his
Ballard.
Group.
Yeah.
There's 117
million...
117
million?
Slaves. Sure. Worldwide. 99.9% of them are held by, guess who?
By
Muslims.
Uh-oh.
Muslims. And our Constitution doesn't allow slaves. So exactly how is Sharia going to take place in the United States without a civil war? And that's precisely why the Dems, the progressive left, have joined forces with Islam, because that's the only way to defeat the United States is from within.
From the inside, yeah.
And who brought them in?
Mm.
Who voted to allow Muslims into
border.
Government?
Mm.
They've sworn an oath to uphold Islam. No. It was Biden, Schumer, Pelosi, McCain, and one other guy.
Okay, so Obama set them up, and they did the slam
dunk.
No.
This is long before that. This was 87.
Oh, really? Way back then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was either 87 or 97. I think it was 87.
We got to be
no,
inclusive,
No, it was 97.
Guys.
It was 97.
Be inclusive.
So, yeah, we got to be inclusive. We got to do this. But that's how it started. Okay, so let's go on beyond that. There's just been an ongoing thing that Islam is against women, period. And if you think that it's going to be good for you ladies out there, you're willfully wrong. You're willfully wrong. Well, you know, this is actually top of the hour. So you are listening to KPMW 105.5 FM, your Hypnoist Mix station here in Maui. broadcasting over the entire planet, and hopefully people are recording this because, like,
it's recording right now. Yeah,
this is awesome. Okay, so Daniel 11:38, God of forces and fortresses, but in his estate shall he honor the God of forces, war, and the God whom his fathers knew not, and shall he honor with gold and silver and with precious stones and pleasant things. And that's Allahu Akbar, which basically God is the greatest. Mm. That basically says that. Then it says it's a religion or a political entity of peace, and by peace it shall destroy many. Mm-hmm. Okay? A quarter of the earth is killed off by this guy, the Antichrist. And he's coming. And he's Islamic. Now, we say Antichrist because it's the one antithesis of Christ. And if you look at what Christ's teachings are and what Allah's teachings are, they're opposed. Right. Even though Isa is referred to as a great prophet.
So Fauci's not the Antichrist, then. I mean,
he hasn't
gotten to a quarter of the population yet.
No, the Antichrist is called the Assyrian.
Hmm.
Okay, and Assyria comes from an area in the Turkic country between with present-day Syria and Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
So,
one of the Semitic tribes.
Yeah.
By the actual.
Yeah. And then there's actually a huge populace of that in LA.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's in the Palisade area that got burned down or whatnot. I don't know. That would be a good study to find out what if the area that got burned out is where the Assyrians were seeding, because that would show that maybe what was done there was a routing of people by the white hats. I kind of doubt it, because destroying property is one thing. Killing people off like they did in Lahaina, different thing altogether. Yeah, and only 102 people died. BS.
That was an extermination.
Yeah, where's the 1,000-plus kids that aren't even accounted for? Still, to this day.
Well, and the guy who told me he picked up over 100 dead bodies on his boat and then had to sign an NDA with the Coast Guard. Oh, he's so scared of me saying his name on the
right.
Video
and
right
there's
now.
Like 82 that
but
washed.
I'm getting real tired of him not telling the truth. And you know, he cried on my couch on Thanksgiving. But anyway,
well, I remember that. I remember that.
Well, you were there.
Yeah, I was there.
You were there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Chicken skin.
Yeah.
So, but the thing is, it's like people know that I actually am fighting the government for not following the Constitution, okay? And I basically sent out a notice that said, look, you might have set up laws that hold yourself unaccountable, immune from prosecution or any damages and stuff like that, but that does not make you immune to the eternal spiritual ramifications.
And it's still repugnant to the Constitution, so it's
say the Constitution goes away.
Okay.
You and I are going to stand before God. I've been dead twice. That's why I said, you know, Islamists, go ahead, take me out. I want to go home. Okay? Because I know what it's like.
Mm.
And I know that everyone's going to stand before God. One day, everyone will stand before God, whether they like it or not. Whether they say he doesn't exist, or they say Jesus is just a prophet, or not, they're going to stand before him and go, I'm sorry. It's too late then.
Yeah,
but they're still accountable.
The ramifications of
they
every
took the
single
oath.
Thing we ever did.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so there's Islamic correlations to the forces. Islam spreads by military conquest. That's jihad. Okay, the jihad has been called, the fatwa has been done. There's a new fatwa that recently went out against Trump and Netanyahu.
That's a French word?
No.
Fatwa?
No, that's that is a death decree.
Oh, okay.
Under Islam.
Like death to America, death to Israel?
No, it's for a specific person.
Right.
They name a fatwa towards a specific person. Like, they could name a fatwa towards me because of what I'm saying.
Right. Okay. But then any Muslim that picks that up will be like,
and
okay,
and in doing
out.
That, they're guaranteed they're going to heaven with a 72 virgins.
Oh, 72
and my
virgins.
Friend said there's actually, it's not virgins, it's Virginians. I thought that was classic, too.
Yeah.
And that's actually where the defense of the United States of America has originated.
Uh-huh.
The thing is, think about that. All right, so Quran 9:5 and 9:29 commands to fight, kill, and subjugate unbelievers. And there's 1,400 years of Islamic conquest to date. That's what the Crusades were about.
Mm-hmm.
They were taking in, they're destroying everything. They were brutal. So they had nine Crusades to push Islam back.
Mm.
Okay, that's what it was about. It wasn't about destroying Islam. It was about pushing them out of the countries that they had conquered through violent jihad.
Mm.
They would go in and, you know,
rape,
kill all the men,
yeah,
and keep the women as sex slaves and take all their shit. Excuse my French.
Yeah.
All right. So modern jihad jihadists would be Al Qaeda, ISIS, Hezbollah, Hamas. You know, the ones that Israel came within 2 weeks of totally destroying. And Muslim Brotherhood, Boko Haram. Boko Haram is the one that's responsible for those 100-some-odd thousand killings in Nigeria.
Mm.
Okay. So the Jihadist Foundation, and that's sort of Islamic doctrine, is basically pushed by the Muslim Brotherhood. Basically, their motto is Jihad is our way.
Hmm.
And who funded Ilhan Omar?
Was that Soros?
Okay, what's the other one from the squad? Tlaib. So Rashid Tlaib, I think that's her name. They funded
her
too.
Married her brother? Is that the one?
No, that's Omar.
Okay, yeah.
She married her brother to get a marriage thing coming in. She basically, they don't hold Democrats accountable. Why? Because the judges that they go before are Democrats.
Yeah.
And they have a specific agenda. The unfortunate thing is the Democrats think they're getting power. They really believe they're getting power by doing this.
Mm.
But they're playing in the hand of the jihadists.
They're selling themselves out.
They have no clue. And in particularly women judges, once Sharia kicks in or the power structure comes in, killing them for just being a woman in power is jihad.
Mm.
And it's totally allowed. So they better wake up, but they aren't, you know, they probably aren't going to. And the Bible says.
And then when the Muslims are done softening us up, guess who comes in after that, boys and girls? The Chinese Communist Party.
Well, no.
If they can't. No? What do you think?
No. Biblically, it doesn't say that.
Biblically, it's not there. No,
here's the whole thing. This one world order that's being set up.
Mm-hmm.
The one world monetary system. The Beast of Brussels. The central bank digital currency.
Okay.
The bankers are making it for themselves, right?
Right, for their Orwellian surveillance and control.
Everything.
Yeah.
Okay, why are they doing that? Why is AI necessary for that? Why is Elon Musk Starlink necessary for watching everything on the planet? And under BlackRock stuff now, who's taken over the World Economic Forum, having everything tokenized or digitized.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Lucifer can't be in all places at one time, but through AI he can.
Mm.
He then can operate and act as God. But these bankers think it's going to be their cabal running everything? Uh-uh. The Antichrist comes in and deplaces two, okay, of these this ten group people. Okay? He replaces two of them, kills them. Takes over their place.
Hmm.
Okay, maybe he's not killed. Doesn't say killed, but he displaces them.
Displaces.
Yeah, they're gone.
Okay.
And this group of 10 that run everything, and he will run everyone after that. So this group of 10 people or 13, whatever, there's going to be one person that comes in amongst them and basically takes power. So what they thought was going to be their power becomes his power.
Right.
So have you ever heard the story of the enemy of my enemy thing?
say that again.
The enemy of my enemy.
Oh, yeah, that's in The Art of War. The enemy of my friend.
Right.
Yeah.
And while people are fighting amongst themselves, and you can take advantage of that, again, this is part of this Takiya stuff, you let them fight till they're exhausted, and when they're done fighting, you come in and take control of them all. So
yeah.
What you do is you have two pit bulls that are fighting each other. You don't separate them. You're going to get chewed to shit.
Yeah.
Okay? So you let them fight. And then when they're totally exhausted, you can grab both of them, pick them up, and go and do whatever you want with them.
Yep.
They're exhausted. Yep. They're bleeding, they're whatever, and they're done fighting because they're exhausted. That's precisely what these one-worlders are doing. They're pitting the Islamists against the Jews and the Christians and everyone else.
Mm.
And the blacks against the white, the rich against the poor, the poor right. against the rich, and all this other stuff. And they're doing this. Okay? When they're done and exhausted, this group will come in and take control over everything. But they don't know that the Antichrist is waiting for that to happen so he can take control.
Hmm.
Exclusive of one thing called the rapture. The rapture happens, and all the ones that are fighting against Christians are going to go, who do we fight now? And there's now no one withholding or holding back or fighting against Islam. I won't be here talking about Islam and waking people up. Okay, so who's going to be the one standing up for the truth? No one. So they immediately take control. Islam, instead of waiting for a while and waiting till everyone's exhausted, he comes forward at that moment, boom, and he then takes control. He allows a temple to get built, goes in the temple, calls himself God on earth, everyone falls and worships him, and then he sets up the abomination of desolation inside there, and that's going to command that everyone that doesn't worship him and take his name or his number on his hand or forehead will be executed. That's what's coming, people. That's what this whole thing about. Islam is going to rule the world. That's what Christ said. And I'm painting a picture right now, telling you what Islam is in relationship to the Bible. Now, that is, Islamic correlation is a strong match, forces of God. We do that. We're going to have to move forward. Otherwise, we're going to be here till 9. Okay, and so you shall wear out the saints. Right there, just what we just talked about. Okay? And he shall speak great words against the Most High and shall wear out the saints of the Most High and think to change times and laws, etc., etc.
Oh, like the Gregorian calendar did, huh?
Now, say that again.
Change the time like the Gregorian calendar? The
right, but
calendar?
You have to understand, Islam counts the time from the time of Muhammad, not the Gregorian calendar.
Okay.
Okay.
That's how they count their years.
But isn't that amazing how Christ said when you see Israel back in the land, either side, the Gregorians, the Jews, Christians, or Islam, can't go to something previous to Muhammad or Gregorian to count. He counts from the place of when you see Israel back in the land, rather than going from the year.
Right, okay.
And that sort of thing. So it's God is good. That's all I got to say. And they would say, Allahu Akbar, but I don't say that. And there's an exact match, okay? The wear out the saints, the 400 years of Allah, Islamic persecution, current genocide of Christians in the Middle East and Africa. Estimated 270 to 360 million killed in jihad throughout history. Jihad, killing 360 million Christians. That's a black note on it. If Islam was so good, why would you have to kill everyone that didn't believe in it?
That's a good question.
I mean, if it is so true,
the Holocaust that I've heard of.
Why? Yeah, the Holocaust was 7 million.
Yeah.
Okay. The second Holocaust, which is coming under this jihad, two-thirds of the remaining Jews on the planet are killed.
So do you think it's going to be like a kinetic war, or is it like pharmakeia, as is mentioned?
All the above. It's going to be both. It's going to be both. Because it says a certain number of people are killed, a quarter of the planet are killed by pestilence and animals and fires and earthquakes and all that other stuff. Mm. Another quarter of the earth is killed off by the guy who comes in the name of peace. Mm. Book of Revelation. Change of time, I already talked about that. So it's a 95% match that Allah, Muhammad, the Islamist, the Mahdi, is a 95% match to what Daniel talks about as the Antichrist.
Hmm.
Okay, and people, this was written 1,000 years, actually more than 1,000 years, before Muhammad was born. 1,200 years approximately, before he was born.
Hmm.
It talks about there's prophets and that sort of thing. I have no doubt that Muhammad actually was approached by an angel. But in Second Chronicles, it says, beware, you may even see spirits of light that come in my name, but do not be confused.
Hmm.
Okay? Test every spirit. That's what it says.
Hmm.
And he believed that that spirit was Gabriel. It wasn't. So I'm not talking bad about Muhammad. I'm talking bad about the spirit that deceived Muhammad.
Hmm.
And Muhammad did not become really great until he started listening to another spirit that tells him, kill, 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 kill. And that is found in the book of Enoch in the Apocrypha,
mm-hmm.
which I literally read this morning. So,
yeah, that's like 15 extra books out of the Bible that were just kind of redacted, it sounds like.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, you have to understand, Muhammad was born almost 300 years after the Council of Nicaea that put the modern-day Bible together.
Mm.
Well, it put the modern-day Bible together, but King James removed some of the things, such as
inconvenient parts.
Right. Divorce and that sort of thing, because Constantine had a child out of wedlock. He felt very guilty about it, so he, you know, cherry picked a couple things to have it in there.
Mm.
Okay, and divorce is allowed for the hardness. Christ said, "For the hardness of your heart."
Mm.
Okay, because it's selfishness on the part of the wife or the husband or both.
Mm.
Always, never anything else. Husband selfish, has an affair. Wife selfish, has an affair.
Mm.
Wife selfish, wants a better life, bitches and complains, and better for him to be on that rooftop than be down in a bickering wife.
Mm.
It's all about selfishness.
Mm.
Choosing anything other than God's way is selfishness. Choosing to kill someone because they don't believe in your way is selfishness.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm just asking everyone, Muslim, Christian, Jew, Buddhist, everyone, to stop being selfish and come to the higher nature of themselves, which is love and compassion, hoping the other and serving the other person equal or greater than themselves, and all of us don't need religion.
Some people call that Christ consciousness.
Well, they call that. I mean, do it. I don't care what you call it. I don't care what you call it. But if we're pointing at the flaws of someone else, that's like calling the kettle black. And Jesus put it this way.
Yeah, three fingers pointing back, right?
You see the speck in your brother's eye, but don't see the beam, like a block, in your own eye.
Right.
So remove the block from your own eye, then you can see your brother in true light.
Hmm.
And you were talking about light and its fracturing and that sort of thing. Well, that block does not allow light into the eye, so you only see myopically. That's what it meant.
Yeah.
You're seeing the world myopically. You're
Projector.
Not seeing. No. God's way is not our way. Our way is not God's way. His thoughts are not our thoughts.
Mm.
Thank goodness. So the exomic correlation is exactly that. He wears out the change. He changes time, such as counting from Muhammad's birth and that sort of thing, rejects the Sabbath and makes it Friday rather than Saturday, and Christians moved it under Constantine to Sunday,
the
day of resurrection, not the day of the forgiveness of your sin on the cross, which was the Sabbath. And here's where I have a disposition against the modern-day church, because it doesn't acknowledge that. They're still following under canonic law. And I'm kind of against that. That's just me, though.
Like, they celebrate, or they worship on Saturdays, Saturn Day.
The Sabbath is from sundown Friday to sundown Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's Seventh Day Adventist worship.
Well, the Seventh Day Adventists do that too. Okay. But again, anyone that takes a section of Scripture out and follows, make their whole doctrine on that, is myopic. Okay. You have to take. Basically, he says this: I know those that call themselves Christian, and they come to me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. And then he says, there will be those in that day that say, Lord, Lord, and I will say, depart from me, I knew you not. But we cast out demons in your name, and blah, 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 blah. Those are works, people. Doctrine, Sharia, Islamic, everything that is a works-based faith. Like, you have to go to Mecca and go around the stone. Or you have to, in certain religions, go to a mountain and go around the mountain. You have to do this.
You've got to earn the grace.
You've got to earn the grace. Yeah. No. God made himself less than the angels, came in as fully man, fully God, to bear the penalty of sin on his flesh, so we wouldn't have to. Our spiritual nature tied to our bodies is forgiven by what Christ did. You are intimately entwined, knitted together in your earth suit. Your earth suit is not you. You operate it. You're right. The operating system for your earth suit.
Right.
Okay, the earth suit manipulates you and tells you that this is reality. You are supposed to come back to Christ, finding out who you really are in flesh suit, and then start operating like the spirit that you are. You will go back to your creator. All rivers lead to the ocean.
Yep.
Okay, same thing. He's given us everything to teach us this. So, no matter what you do, whether it's Christian, Jew, Muslim, Buddhist, whatever, you are going to go back to your Creator. And you are going to give an account. And you will either have your sins covered by the blood of Christ or not. Muhammad did not die for your sins. He was poisoned. There isn't a single imam that died for anyone's sin. And if you have to be really good or die in jihad to go to heaven, that's a works thing.
Sounds like manipulation to get people to kill other people for whoever's leading that show to me.
Well, remember, there's four different original documentations of the Quran long after Muhammad had died. Okay? And that's where you got the Sunni and the Shia, because one was the uncle and one was the son, and they had two different paths. Opinion, they both are setting out to make sure that the other one, the one's supposed to come out of this one well, and the other one's supposed to come out of this one temple, and they've destroyed them both. So the Mahdi can't come forward. Well, okay.
The Mahdi is what? Like
the last supreme imam, which would be God incarnate on earth. Ergo, this guy comes in the name of peace, calls himself God above all gods. He will magnify himself. Okay, so let's go forward, because we were already at 1:30. What time is it?
It's 1:30.
And we've gone in three pages, 3 of 12. So 2 Thessalonians 2:3-12, the man of sin. Let no man deceive you by any means. For that day shall not come except there come a falling away. Now, the reason I brought my 1560 Bible is it does not say falling away. And Let me see if I can get to it real quick here. Thessalonians, that's Matthew. Thessalonians. Is that it? John, come on, where are you? Thessalonians, here we are. I'd have you read this. Have you ever read this Bible yet?
I haven't had it in my hands. I've got an EPUB of that version.
Okay.
I love reading ancient texts.
Okay, second lesson is Thessalonians 3:12. Okay. 3:12 is right here.
On the right side?
Yeah, right there.
Okay.
Okay, right there. Two, three. Here's two.
Okay.
And then you go 3-12. Try reading that.
All right, so I'm going from here, verse, which verse?
2-12? 2:3-12.
2:3-12. All right, I need to get this far away. The text is kind of small. That ye not, be not for...
you can hand it back. Suddenly?
What's suddenly? Does it say suddenly?
It's suddenly.
Okay, but all
you,
right,
you
just
have
the letters.
Okay, you can hand it back.
I need to take a few classes before I can read this
here
version.
That it's a really tough read.
I downloaded it yesterday, I haven't read it yet.
Okay, and then basically Peter, James, and John come to him and stuff like this, and he's talking about this, so let no one deceive you, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And the reason I brought that forward, people, is it's better to go to older script so you can actually learn what is actually written, okay? And it talks about the falling away, okay? And then it says, there shall be a falling away first, and then that man of lawlessness, of sin, is revealed. Okay, so 2:3. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there shall be a departing first. That's the rapture.
I've heard of that.
So the rapture, the departing, comes because the restrainer has to be removed for the lawless one, and the restrainer is the Holy Spirit in the Christian.
Mm.
Your light.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So the Holy Spirit as indwells you cannot be on earth when the Antichrist comes forward, because he doesn't have authority to do so. The authority only comes to him to take full control when the Holy Spirit is removed as it indwells the Christian. And that's why it says the ten virgins, five of them have to go out and get oil. Oil is representation of the Holy Spirit. They're Christians, but they haven't been baptized with the Holy Spirit because they're into works. You cannot do anything to have salvation. Nothing.
To earn the
grace. It's only what Christ did on the cross. That's it. And you have to come to terms that you had no part in it, and nothing you can do can give you salvation. Then you start understanding that you owe it all to God.
Yes, sir.
Everything. And then you take your pride out of it and wanting to kill someone because they don't believe
that's
is lunatic.
Yeah.
Because you didn't deserve anything, so why kill someone that doesn't know?
Right, right.
You are taking their right and their opportunity to accept Christ away from them by killing them. And if your God is not that big, it's not God at all. But he's going to make himself so. That's what this whole thing is about. Now, this is why, at the beginning, when I said Islam is going to control the world, I just explained in the Bible what's going to happen. The rapture happens, the Antichrist comes forward. The Antichrist, based on everything that I've read so far, is the Mahdi. Islam will rule the world. You don't accept the name or number of name, his tattoo or the prayer, you're going to be beheaded. Or you're going to live as a slave. Right?
Mm.
Or you're going to pay a tax. But at first it's a tax, then it's a slave or death. That's your options. if you're caught in the tribulation period. So please, people, get right with Jesus. Bend the knee. You cannot do a dang thing for your salvation. It is Jesus only. What Jesus did on the cross, you accept that. Ask him to guide you through the Holy Spirit and to baptize you with the Holy Spirit so you will start walking at one with God, not fighting him all the way as a Christian, thinking that you're Christ-like because, oh, I believe in Jesus. Well, I'll tell you what, demons believe in Jesus. The Mahdi believes in Jesus. Muhammad believed in Isa. The Imams believed in Isa. They just reject the fact that he died on the cross for everyone's sin. Because they're to take their power away. And that's precisely why the Sanhedrin made sure Jesus was killed by the Romans. Because he was threatening their power structure.
Right. Well, they had to use the Roman political structure.
Because they were under subjugation, absolutely.
Right, yeah. And when that didn't
and
really
Islam
work out,
is
then
doing
they're like,
the
well,
same...
we're going to kill him anyway.
Yeah.
Right? Because Pontius Pilate didn't want any part of that, did he?
Yeah, he washed his hands.
Yeah.
Let my sin... And they say, let the sin be on us. And he washed his hands. And the sin fell on the Jews. And guess what happened after that? It's just like Jesus said. When he was come to the...
The tribes got spread out after that, huh?
Well, let's put it like this. He comes over and he's coming down the Mount of Olives on a donkey. And he stops and he weeps over Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, if you'd known this thy day of thy visitation. He's talking about Daniel's 70th week. He showed up on the exact day as prophesied. The exact day. Not month.
Right.
Not week. The exact day. And he said, because of that, it shall be hidden from you for a season. Which means the 70th week of Daniel's prophecy is yet to come. It's a seven-year time period which is focused on Jesus as represented through Israel, the Jews, and the oppression of the Antichrist against them, and he shall go to battle for them. But he will not come to them to defend them until they cry out, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. In this case, blessed be him who came in the name of the Lord. They will have to acknowledge Jesus. And it just so happens they're going to be hiding in Petra, and there are thousands of Bibles there. And when the Antichrist removes all the Bibles, or removes the Internet, any Bible from the Internet, and they don't get the truth, the only place they're going to get truth there. And it says at the end times there will be a famine of the truth. Because the Antichrist is going to make it.
Yeah, there's a big famine of truth going around the Internet.
Right.
You know?
Well, AI is pushing all that. So the Islamic correlation to that, man of sin being revealed, is an exact match, people. Exact. For the Antichrist. So the last Mahdi, according to Scripture, Old Testament and New Testament, at least 95% accurate that he's the Antichrist. Okay, now this is another thing he's going to do. Okay, there's an Islamic fundamental creed, there is no God but Allah, that basically denies Christ. Denies Jehovah. Okay? But it says that it talks about Mary and Jesus, and, you know, and Jesus is Islam, but Jesus' teaching aren't okay? That's where it contradicts itself. That's where Islam starts falling apart. Why are there so many people that are Muslims that are having dreams where they're being visited by Jesus? You know where the fastest growing church is in the world for Jesus Christ?
I thought it was the Mormons, the Latter-day Saints.
Iran.
It's in Iran, huh?
It's in Iran.
Okay.
House churches. And they don't know how to stop it.
What, in people's homes?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Just like in the old days.
Underground, yeah.
Yeah, just like in the old days, they had to be secret.
The whole idea of, like, forgiveness and love, it's going viral.
It's nonviolent.
Yeah.
But
what a novel idea.
To a violent culture, it is sacrilege.
Right.
If yours is so truthful, why don't you kill for it? I'd much rather die for my faith than kill someone for my faith.
Yeah.
If my faith is so glorious, why would I care to kill you about it?
Yeah.
My faith and my belief are so good, I don't have to convince you because I know it's the truth.
Yeah,
you have to kill me because you know it isn't the truth.
Right.
You know, kill the messenger thing.
Yeah, yeah. Silence the people if they don't believe us.
Yeah.
I don't think that the people doing the censoring were ever the right ones in history.
They're right, right.
Not the good guys.
No. So now, let's move on. He's sitting in the temple of God. Okay? The Dome of Rock is built on Temple Mount, 688 A.D.
Mm.
Okay? But it's said that the Holy of Holies, it's a sin for it to be trampled, and very close to that is a fountain. And no one walks on that fountain. It's a fountain. It's water. It's sitting there.
Hmm.
And according to a couple of archaeologists, the Temple of God is in the city of David, not Jerusalem, which is a six-mile walk from the Temple Mount, the present Temple Mount. And because it was all destroyed by the Romans and they were dispersed, everyone's got everything messed up. And in fact, the Jews were pissed off at one of the, what was his name? I'm trying to remember the ruler at the time. But the Jews were pissed off because he could look from where he was down into the temple.
Hmm.
Inside the courtyard of the Gentiles.
Hmm.
They were really pissed off. Okay. And it was a guy who actually helped rebuild the temple. And I don't have it memorized off now. So it's an irrelevant thing. Not irrelevant, but unimportant in this. Okay, so inscription of the Dome of the Rock explicitly denies Christ's divinity. Why do they have to do that? Because if he is divine, which he is, and they call him a Muslim, then they have to pay attention to what he's teaching.
Mm.
But he's just a prophet, and you don't have to follow everything that the lesser prophets say, because Muhammad declared himself the prophet of all prophets, greater than Isa.
Right.
But if you say he has divinity, that just violates that statement by Muhammad, and I'm not even sure if Muhammad said it. I think someone else wrote it in later after Muhammad had been poisoned.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't there when they wrote the first one, so I could totally see that happening. I have this debate with people theologically, like, oh, this is all unfiltered, straight from God. It's like, dude, when do you ever get anything that's unfiltered unless you're, like, directly communing?
Right, and that's why I tell everyone, read the scriptures. And what I did is the reason I went to the Geneva, the 1560, it's 50 years old. Older than the King James. It's unfiltered and it has the Apocrypha, which was illegal according to King James. You could be beheaded for it. Oh, I only have 18 minutes left. Well, we went around to this, didn't we?
Oh, my bad.
Well, the thing is, we can continue it next week.
Okay.
Okay, we'll go for 18 minutes, and there's a drama show that comes on here, and it's sponsored to help sponsors this station. And that's why, hey, if you want to hear more of this, please send funds to KPMW, care of Jeffrey Steven, sponsor this hour, which in this case, 2 hours, or invest with Money Metals, which you'll be able to link through the website here. Okay, so the correlation is, it's pretty much 100%. Okay, and he shows himself to be God. He calls himself God in the temple of God, which means he has to be there for the temple being built. And it says in Jeremiah, the prince that is to come, that shall be the undeserving servant, the bad, I don't know the bad term, but the bad shepherd. the evil shepherd and that sort of thing, who will leave the flock. He leaves the flock because he doesn't care about the flock. It's about himself.
Right.
It's not about his flock. It's about him. Okay? Christ died for his flock. This other one's going to make everyone die for him. Big difference.
Yeah, that happens a lot historically, right?
With all Jimmy Jones guy?
And, yeah, cults.
You know, take. Hey, let's have some Kool-Aid today.
Take all the women, yeah. Take all the women, get people killing people. Yeah, that doesn't sound very godlike to me.
Right. Okay, so we're going to jump into section 3 of 12. We haven't even got a quarter through. Okay, so Matthew 24, Revelation, end times characteristic, the false prophet and lawlessness. And many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. And there's a direct correlation. Muhammad is a false prophet by biblical definition. That's Deuteronomy 8. 20-22. Now, understand this. Deuteronomy was written at least 2,000 years before Muhammad was born. And he deceived 1.8, in this case, about 2 billion people. Islamic law, Sharia, replaces biblical law. Islamic culture, honor killings, terrorism, oppression, lies. Who's the father of lies? Lucifer.
Yeah.
And guess what? Allah calls himself the best deceiver. Now, there you go.
Oh, really? That's in the Quran?
Yeah, and then how... Yeah.
And so, they say, it was inspired by darkness.
Yeah, and so people just...
Sorry, no offense, guys. I mean, I'm just riffing off of what Jeffrey's teaching me here today.
Well, we'll have to get... We'll have to finish this next week. But this, this is a good correlation.
Finish another third next week.
Yeah, this is only 3 of 12 items.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Matthew, abomination of desolation, when you therefore shall see the abominated desolation, spoken of the prophet Daniel, in the standing in the holy place, it's a thing. And it basically has the image, or what do you call it? A kiosk. It has a kiosk of the Antichrist in the temple telling everyone to worship.
Oh, like a little
the
altar?
Guy. So how about this?
An effigy?
An effigy that can move and talk and speak and all that other stuff. Just like Aragon did that thing.
Oh.
He had that speech. He was in front of 120,000 people in one town 600 miles away. There's another one, and they couldn't tell it wasn't him.
Right, yeah, because like you described earlier today, the box with the like transparent LCD, it looks like a three-dimensional person in there, but really it's just a recording.
Yes. It wasn't a recording, it was an actual live transmission.
They have ones that are powered by AI now that can make you speak Japanese or French like perfectly. It looks like you.
And that's what
like
it
you,
says it's going to be able to do.
Yeah, well, I've already seen the video of like that working, right? Like,
yeah. Yeah, so it's right now, it's right here. It's not like years in the future, it's right now.
And I source tons of holographic technology stuff from
China.
Yeah,
that's your forte, right?
You've
been studying that for ever.
Yeah, I lived in China 18 years. Yeah, like, they have the technology there. And, yeah, I know the factory that makes
stuff. Okay, so it's an exact correlation between the Mahdi, Allah, Muhammad, as being the Antichrist. The replacement of, the one in place of. Okay? It's not, you wouldn't call him, oh, he's Antichrist. Anti means the one that is better than, or in place of, or takes a position of Christ. So, Muhammad has already said that because of what he's done. He has already stated that. He said Allah is that already.
But he said Christ will speak and then the Antichrist will dissolve.
He's going to come. Isa is going to come, but is it the real Isa? No. It's a spirit.
Right.
That says he's Isa.
Right, but matter and antimatter, they come together. It's done.
When
a sound is canceled out by its opposite sound wave.
Well, there is that, and I'm sure that's the intent.
I think that's what that means.
But have
right?
antimatter and matter come together, you're supposed to destroy everything? Well, this isn't that. He wants worship. He comes in his own name. And Christ says that in Revelation. You didn't accept the one that did not come in his own name. I come in the name of my Father. But you will accept the one that comes in his own name. Because he wants worship. Lucifer wants worship.
Right.
Jesus didn't want worship. He wanted to change your hearts. And that's why he said, nations will not change until the hearts of men change. He came to change men's hearts, to turn them back toward God.
Mm.
Not to worship him, but to have the heart go to God.
Mm.
Worship God. Don't worship me. God is greater than me. I'm here as his perfect example.
Mm.
I and the Father are one. So when you see me, you see him, but worship him.
Mm.
The Mahdi is not going to do that. So,
yeah, you can't buy a mansion with that.
Yeah, and then, okay, and then it talks about in part D, which is in this, and the next one's 4. We'll stop at 4. That's the Ezekiel Gog and Magog war. But the Zamakorn is an exact match of Revelation 24, beheading for witnesses of Jesus. All right?
Mm.
What religion beheads people? That's Revelation 24. There's only one religion that beheads people, or one organization that beheads
people. That's not even
right. And then why did our country purchase 13,000 guillotines?
That is true. And all of those caskets.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that was real.
Yeah. So all these people, you know, beheading is a primary Islamic execution. Quran 47:4. When you meet those who disbelieve, strike their necks. The stabbings are always in the neck, not the guts and stuff like that.
Mm.
Modern ISIS beheading of Christians on camera. And historically, 1,400 years of beheading Christians who refuse to convert. No other major religion practices systematic beheading. This is perhaps the most specific prophetic detail. Revelation was given 600 before Islam even existed. There you go, people. That's just, I wouldn't say it's the intro, but that is 3 sections out of 12. And we'll be back in a week, God willing, and we'll discuss more. Maybe we'll get through the whole thing. Probably not. I actually had the idea we'd get through this whole time. That's not going to happen. And the other correlations, you know, Muhammad, Allah referring to himself in the Quran in 3 personages. Where is that? That's over here. Allah referring to himself in 3 personages. That's Surah Al-Fath, 48:1, Surah Al-Hijr, 15:9, Surah Al-Baqarah, 2:23, Surah Al-Qayyumah, 75:16-17, and Surah Al-Isra, 17:1.
So these are verses and
chapters. These are the verses where he refers to himself as more than one, a plural.
They, them.
Yeah, they, them.
Hmm.
Okay, and at the exact same time, he says that there's only one God, not 3, but he refers himself as multiple gods.
So he's like an anti-Trinity?
Well, he's anti-Trinity, but at the same time, he's Trinity. So
Trinity.
He's mimicking what is in Scripture. Remember, the modern Bible, as it stands right now, was put together at the end of the Nicene Council, which is 335 to 345, put together, supported AD? To be put together under Constantine.
The year, 335 A.D.?
Yeah, 335 A.D. to 345 A.D., the Nicene Council put the modern Bible together out of 13,500 different scrolls.
And like they got rid of a lot of the Gnostic belief system that was there.
And that was all done under Constantine. Yeah.
If you can't,
and then
them,
it was
changed a little bit on the way.
Well, there's always that, but let's put it like this. And I have people that debate this all the time. And they go, well, you know, the Bible has been changed so many times and stuff like that. And I go, fine, tell me which part has been changed. And then they don't have an answer.
Mm.
And then I go, well, if you're trying to tell people that you're God, how can you tell them you're God? By telling the future in advance.
Mm.
The Quran does not tell anything in advance. Jesus said when you see Israel back in land, they had to be out and then back in. Isaiah, can a nation be born in a day? That's a prophecy. Thousands of years before it happened.
Yep.
And it happened. There isn't one thing like that in the Quran. Not one.
Hmm.
So you cannot prove by the Quran that there is God because it doesn't tell the future. It just tells the end result. Islam will conquer the world. Well, statistically, we know it can and will because you're replacing the populace.
Right. I saw that movie, Idiocracy. It was the same type of concept, right?
Right.
If certain people breed more, then it's like rabbits, right? If there's no tigers, then rabbits will take over the world.
Right. And so you have that. And then my next point to those...
Normally eat rabbits, but you get the point.
Yeah, my next point is this. If you're God, and you wanted a singular set of documents to be cohesive and get to people, wouldn't you sustain it to the best of your spiritual capacity allowed by the rebellion of man? Absolutely. And that's why we have the Geneva Bible.
Mm.
Then the King James. And then you have dozens of other Bibles adding and that sort of thing. And AI is trying to come up with another one that does not honor father, mother.
Mm.
It doesn't
destroy the nuclear family. That kind.
Oh yeah. It's this whole new AI generated one that so it's gender neutral.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So
worship the they them the superhuman.
Right. So, but there's all that. But at the same time, you have shows like this that calls that crap out. And it's just like my brothers and sisters, whether you're Muslim or Christian or Buddhist or whatever, take what I've said today, go look at the scriptures. Mm. Is there conflict in, if you take it in context, is there conflict in the Bible? No, there seems to be conflict, but you have to take it, state it at the time, what does it mean? For instance, when Christ died on the cross, he said tetelestai. And then he gave up the ghost. He says, it is finished. It's tetelestai is an accounting thing. It means that the debt for sin was paid. Okay? Then you look at the first word in the Bible, Bereshit, which is in the beginning.
Mm.
You can divide it into a bunch of different things, but if you take sections out of it, in the beginning,
changes the meaning.
There's the son with a crown of thorns on his head. There's the father giving up his son. Just by these three letters together, these three together, these three together, you put it together, and it tells a story. The first word tells a story of Christ.
Mm.
So God kept it together. He never divested that. Then you find the very center of the Bible. Everything's being written on the first part of the Bible in Aramaic. It's all in Greek. It's all writing from the right side to the left.
Mm.
Okay? And then you get to the center of the Bible. It's reading left side to the right.
Mm.
And the center one talks about the Torah.
Mm-hmm.
And from the left side, it's Torah one way, and from the right side, it's Torah the other way.
Hmm.
What's the statistical probability of that happening? Then you take every seventh letter, and it tells the exact same story.
Right. And you've dipped into
numerology. How could you figure that out without a computer?
Right. Or a superhuman intelligence that just...
It came from outside.
Can write a script thousands of
years old. It came from outside of mankind.
Yeah.
Okay. It came from outside of mankind.
And we're right here on the hour.
Yeah. So this reality is before us right now. You have to decide. You have to choose. Hopefully I've provided you with enough information that you're not afraid. Okay? Because Islam is going to rule the world for 7 years. But not more than 7 years. And then Christ comes down, destroys the Antichrist, and everyone that remains, that survives the last 1,290 days, are construed blessed. They will go into the millennium. And we that come back with Christ shall rule with him over those people, maintaining Christ's words perfectly.
Mm.
That's the millennium. That's coming. Okay? So, Islam does rule. Only 7 years. So, Christians, you don't like much about this, but you do have a blessing at the end. Islamists, Muslims, it sounds great at the beginning, but eventually you get to meet Isa personally. And whether you have a relationship with him, or you've been fighting against him, will determine your outcome for eternity. But he is a righteous, forgiving, and loving God, and he seeks to make sure everyone returns to him. In that, my brothers and sisters, we will see you next week. Aloha.
Mahalo nui.